Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Let's do it. I feel like we need like different music for this.
Well, this bit short notice.
No, hold on. No, it's not. I'm meant to be a professional broadcaster. Hello, Egg Chasers. It's the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, a podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. And we're talking Lions.
So, this is the second time we've done this intro. I didn't get your Arsene Wenger joke first time around, but I do get it now.
Arsene Wenger. Yeah. Sorry. That was...
Yeah. I was like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, I know. Tim on some mind-altering party drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're with Will Greenwood again.
Yes. So we're gonna pick our 36-man squad. Which, firstly, before we get onto that, how are you doing, Phil?
Hello. You're right. Very well, thank you.
All right,
JB. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Good. It's that time. This is huge. Firstly, 36-man squad. Why do you think Warren Gatland's shaved the numbers off?
Has he said it will be 36?
Yeah.
So presumably it'll be limited because of the size of the bubbles. Fewer people, fewer interactions.
Yep. Do you reckon?
Probably.
Yeah. Is there fewer games? Is that what it is?
Probably that as well. I can't... Yeah.
But it's just interesting because I was always thinking about, and I have been thinking about the squad, and on our YouTube channel you can see videos where I've been picking players. It does change your thinking somewhat because you start to go, God, it's only 36. Can I accommodate this and this and this?
Yeah, and players that can play multiple positions become more useful.
Yeah, quite.
Especially when you've got to consider midweek games and all the rest of it, all the warm-up games.
So because I've already gone through this process, how about... and by the way, there's videos on our YouTube channel. We are Egg Chasers on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, you know that right now. If you're watching on YouTube, and thank you very much for that. But because I've gone through the process, why don't I fire? I'd be really interested to see what you think. I'll fire them at you, and then we can collectively... You can say, Tim, you're absolutely mental there. What are you doing? And we can reshape the squad. Because that's one thing. As much as, I'm sure it will be Warren Gatland's call... Doing it on your own and thinking about it, it's really hard. I've actually sort of wanted to go, have someone to bounce ideas off of.
Mm.
For all the reasons I just said about the, particularly with the 36. So let's start with, do you want to start 1 or 15, Phil?
Let's go 1.
Okay, 1. So I selected at 1, it was Wyn Jones.
So we're going for, two in every position plus a few specialists.
Three loose at one. I think three in each position in the front row.
So yeah, you're important. Probably right. So of the...
Because there's always one on the bench.
Yes. So I'd agree with that, actually. So of the six floating, if you have two in every position, that's 30. Of the six floating players, we've got three of them taken up by the front row. Because I agree, you need three in every position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it'll be a third, another scrum half, possibly fly half, maybe. Anyway, we'll get onto that.
Yeah.
But, you've got loads of options. You can throw other names in, but what I settled on when I thought about it initially, although I will put a little star with that, initially and in the video, what I settled on was I have had a change of heart since then, but I'll let you guys say beforehand.
Exciting.
Wyn Jones of Wales.
Yeah.
Keane Healy of Ireland. Joe Marler of England.
Yeah. I know for the sake of the podcast, I should disagree with one of those. I can't really. I think that's a good selection.
That's good. I disagree with myself, but
the Keane Healy one, I would have for a huge amount of time have said yes, give me Keane Healy. And just the the most recent thing in my memory, and this might have been what has changed it since you didn't done the video, is the game against La Rochelle.
That was part of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's such a unique game. There again, the Springbok tight head. It's, I can't say it.
Franz Malherbe.
Yeah. He's quite good, I've heard.
He's quite large.
He's quite very large.
Quite good.
Yeah. So his conditioning is French-esque as well.
Yes.
Rory Sutherland is injured as it stands, but he may not be injured. He was injured, and that was in my mind when I did the when I made my selection initially a week ago.
What throws a spanner in the works here is that the Saracens boys are obviously in the championship. In case you don't know, some stuff happened a few years ago, and this is where they are now. And it really makes it hard for people like Mako to play their way into contention. Now, I am pretty sure if Mako was in the public eye week in, week out, he'd still be there because he's enormous, he's skillful, he's a big game player. He's probably one of the best players on the planet. But it's hard for anyone to pick someone like that if you know they're not in the public eye, they're not playing week in, week out.
And I actually think on his most recent showings, he's still a great carrier, his work rate's amazing, his handling is superb for a prop. His scrummaging is his weakness.
I know who I'm going for. Ellis Genge.
Genji.
Right, well, interesting. So here's my curveball. I did see Keane Healy at the weekend getting done over by La Rochelle, and that did make me go, But actually, the little caveat, the little star I put on the selection that I made initially, as good as his scrummaging is Joe Marler, because I thought, do you know what? This unique type of tour... Joe Marler didn't want to be in the England squad.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just alarm bells started ringing when I thought about it. It's like, actually, he might not cope with it. I'm not sure. I don't know.
That's something I did consider when I heard the Ben Youngs news. I thought, well, is Marler going to go on this? Because he's a family man, doesn't like being away from family. And it's completely understandable. Completely understandable.
Yeah, of course. So, I'm not like, judging. No judgment. It's just I wonder if that might, if there was a 50-50 call. So what I actually came down on was thinking I might go out Marler and actually in Vunipola. That was my thought, but you're sort of thinking Genge. And
so I'm going to say I want Genge because I'm going to base it on his last performance. Actually, Marler's been awesome all season. I mean, he really has.
He has been awesome. If Marler's head's in the right space, Marler goes.
People talk about Smith, Will Evans, a lot of other people for Harlequins. I think Marler is just as important. I really do. You've got a point about the headspace. The performance Genge put in on the weekend was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Like, he's not a big bloke, but he gets it done.
He's not enormous, but he's so aggressive.
His technique's right.
He's the third choice England, Lou said.
Mako Marler, Genge.
Yeah, and it's a difficult one, because I don't know if he is the third choice.
He is.
I'm not, because, Mako's got Mako's problems where he's playing. Marler's in and out, depending on how his personal circumstances are. I'm not sure he is the third choice. And I think on the showing that he gave on Friday, if he plays like that every week, he will be first choice. I don't know. I think England are very, very blessed at loose head.
I would be happy with if we go with Wyn Jones, Marler, assuming headspace is correct, Genge. The one I'd also throw in would be, maybe we can save a position and get me a man who can do both and have Andrew Porter, who can play loose and tight head, depending
Andrew
on the
Porter. Well, that's why I actually had Porter select. Well, let's broaden this out into tight heads then, so we can come back to this. That is why I selected Porter as one of my tight heads, because I thought, potentially it frees up one spot in a small squad. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, you have to have three of each.
You can still have three of each, and you've got even more flexibility if you have three of each plus Porter. So maybe I'd go for that then. Wyn Jones, Marler. This is going to be a long podcast.
So, Wyn Jones, definitely.
Yeah.
Marler, if his head's in the right space.
Yeah.
And then the third one, I see...
I've got a soft spot for Genji.
Genge over Healy and Sutherland.
All right, well, let's pick Sutherland. If Sutherland's fit, let's pick Sutherland.
Okay, if Sutherland's fit, he comes
in. So there's an asterisk. I'm doing this now. There's an asterisk on Marler.
Yeah.
And an asterisk on Rory.
If fits Rory Sutherland, and if in the right headspace, Joe Marler.
Yes. Great to have two uncertain players out of... Yeah. So 66%, 67% uncertain so far.
Good, good.
So tight heads.
I'm sure this is the sort of thing Warren Gatland will say is... And the next selection is Jamala. As long as he's in the right headspace.
Asterix.
Yeah.
So, no one's going to dispute Ty Furlong.
Ty Furlong has got the Test 3 jersey his. He's probably the most secure of any player. Him and Stuart Hogg, probably. Even more than Stuart Hogg.
Yeah, I think both of those are definitely nailed on.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
So, Furlong is one. Sinclair?
Probably 100%. Sinclair. Probably Sinclair. 100%. And the other one I would have would be Will Stewart.
Yeah, I like Will Stewart.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ferguson?
Yeah.
Porter? Francis?
Porter is the one that's interesting for the swing.
Definitely
reason.
Over Francis. I really rate Will Stewart.
Yeah, I do.
I think he's class.
I'm not sure about that.
Ferguson is good.
He's good. He's got a hell of an engine, that guy.
Yeah, he does.
Wilgriff-John?
Porter's handy. Maybe not Wilgriff-John. Porter's handy because he can play both sides.
He's handy because he can just, if you want to just intimidate the South Africans, just get him to do deadlifts in front of him.
Exactly.
He's probably about the only person in the squad. He's got Andrew Sheridan levels of lifting.
Has he really?
He's unbelievable at lifting. Ooh. Andrew Porter.
That is quite exciting, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, Furlong and Sinclair nailed on.
Yeah. And then it's, I don't think you can have Stewart. He is England's second choice.
Well,
mind you, Porter's Ireland's second choice.
He is, yeah.
So you got so we're ruling out Francis. So you go in Ferguson, Porter, Stewart.
That's what I'd go. That's what I would go.
Who would you pick?
Oh, sorry. Sinclair. I would go Stewart. I'd go Furlong, Sinclair,
Stewart. Who would you go? Ferguson, Stewart,
Stewart,
Porter.
Sinclair. Stewart, Sinclair, and
Furlong.
Furlong, yeah. But I am biased because I will always pick the players that I watch more of, so.
Fine. Okay.
So that's props done.
Wow, Will Stewart in a Lions squad. I can't buy this, but you've both voted for it. That's fine. You go for it.
And if we're talking about flexibility as well, do you see Genji thrown into the line-out this weekend?
No, I didn't see that.
When Tom Youngs was in the bin. Genji, I think he only threw one line-out, but 100% success rate.
I've been outvoted. That's fine. So Hooker. So my selection was, and again, I'm more confident with this one. So Ken Owens, nailed on, and then Luke Cowan-Dickey, nailed on, and the other one I went for was Jamie George, and that was more for credit in the bank, which might be unfair to Kelleher and Herring.
Yeah,
particularly.
Herring
with McAnally not being fit.
Yeah, I mean, McAnally and Fraser Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, with those two, I don't know what their fitness position is because I really like both those. If they were fit, I think one of those could sneak in, but I've got no issue with your three. With
Get off that!
Ken
what
Owen.
Are you doing? Get off that, you're not focused.
Ken Owens, LCD, Jamie George. I'm happy with that.
It's Ken Owens, LCD, Jamie George. Okay. There's another element of the Lions which always bothers me, and that's the amount of players that get in on their past reputation. I think this is going to be one of the worst tours for it, because a lot of the Welsh players are really getting up there in age. They really are.
Ken Owens and Alan Wynne-Jones.
Alan Wynne-Jones, Ken Owens is another one. Chipperick's in his 30s now. John Davis is in his 30s.
Yeah, 33, Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, so there's a lot of guys who were tempted to pick based on past performances. What else are you going to pick them on? Like next year's performances. and of course, the Saracens lads, and we've spoken about them before. So Jamie George kind of sort of falls into that for me. That said, I can't think of a better individual to pick. I don't think Kelleher's quite there yet.
As a bloke on tour, I mean, I don't know enough about Herring and Kelleher. I'm sure they're great guys as well. But
I would
Jamie George particularly.
Yeah. And also, like, if we think about this, who are going to be the best blokes on tour? Because it's quite obvious to me, the best blokes on tour are going to be people like Chris Robshaw and actually every single one of those lads that broke out of their hotel room to go boozing.
Which I didn't have Chris Robshaw kind of pegged as someone like that previously.
So I don't think that who is a good lad on tour actually matters anymore. In fact, you want the guys who aren't good lads on tour, because otherwise they're going to be getting into all sorts of trouble. You know, you've got your whole starting front row out in, what the hell is that place in Durban? So I think Joe's. You can't have that. You need guys who are really into gaming. So Luke Howe-Dickey.
Yeah.
Genji.
Jamal Ford Robinson.
That could be a front row. There you go.
Perfect.
Gaming front row. They're not going to go out anywhere. They're good as gold. They'll get room service.
So without the Scottish hookers being available, do you take Kelleher or Herring above Jamie George? Or are you happy with Jamie George as the third hooker?
I definitely think Jamie George is the better player. But actually, you know, if you're at Saracens, you probably don't deserve it unless you're absolutely the best of the best, Kim Keller.
Okay. Mm.
What do you think?
I would have Jamie George.
Okay, well, Jamie George it is. So, second rows then, and I selected Alan Wynne-Jones, Maro Itoje, James Ryan, Ian Henderson, Tyburn.
I still think they're missing someone from that group. They're just not... They're a group that look very good on paper. So you say Itoje and Alan Wynne-Jones, oh, can't get better than that. I think they're going to get battered. I genuinely can't think of...
So where I thought about this, and this was another one of my thoughts in retrospect, it's kind of similar on those lines. And again, it's a little bit in relation to La Rochelle, where you saw, oh, look, there's what a massive pack does to Leinster.
Yeah.
And it made me think, maybe I would just shift Tyburn to being basically a back row, an occasional lock.
Yeah.
Knock out one of the back rows I had and bring in Johnny Gray as a bit more of a unit.
He is a big unit, but he's not an aggressive unit. He's a very spongy unit, and I don't mean that like...
I wouldn't say that to his face on a rugby field.
What I mean by that is, look at his tackles. He makes loads of them that are never dominant. He's always falling back into them. And it's amazing the amount of work he does. But one of the reasons he's able to do so much work is because of his style.
Well, we can't pick Will Skelton. So on that basis, who do you pick?
I mean, if they that so, was so 5 years younger, I'm right. Much better. I'd have picked him.
Okay, so Alan Wynne and Itoje are in.
I mean, maybe this just highlights the dearth of tight head locks in the UK and Ireland.
Mm.
Britain and Ireland.
Do you know who I love?
There's no one above 20 stone. Really, is there?
I know this will be met with derision, as it should be. But I still like Devin Toner. When he plays for Leinster, he does get over the game line. He is hard and difficult.
He looked his age this weekend.
Yeah. And that is a problem too. Yeah. So I'm not saying him. But that's the sort of individual I want, though.
James Ryan's been talked up since 4 years ago. This was meant to be Itoje and Ryan in the locks, wasn't it?
I know who I want.
Go on.
I don't think he can be picked, but he certainly could be. George Cruz. That is my enforcer. That is the boy I want.
He can't and he won't be. And on the basis of you saying Saracens players can't be picked, you then pick George Cruz, who hasn't played any international rugby.
But he is playing. At least he's playing in a top league.
Mm. He is playing in a top league.
Yeah,
with some amazing players and some photocopier salesmen.
Yes. Yeah. So come on.
That's what we. Yeah. He is the straw that stirs the drink. You need someone big like him to make all of this tick.
But without George Cruz, though, with players that are a realistic consideration. So Itoje and Wynne-Jones are in.
Yeah. I would go James Ryan. And I probably would go Johnny Gray with then Tyburn as a...
So Hendo out of the lineup I had and Johnny Gray in.
Oh, but I do love Hendo. Yeah. I'll go for that.
Okay.
Hendo strikes me as a lion. Don't know why. He just strikes me as a lion.
He was awesome. In 2017.
He was great years ago.
So, Alan Wynne, Courtney Laws, Mario.
You're not even mentioning Courtney yet, have we?
He's getting on my plane. There's no two about it. Getting on my plane. And actually, he's going to be needed. He's going to be needed because you need to make up that size somewhere else in that pack.
But he's tall, but he's not heavy.
Not that heavy, no.
He might be the lightest. Him and Mario.
Trust me, he will go. He will go.
You could have Henderson and Johnny Gray if we class Tyburn as a back row.
I want four second rows.
Okay, not five.
Yeah, I want four second rows and one that could be Tyburn, it could be Courtney.
Is Alan Wynne the captain?
Maybe I'm coming in. Because I'm not... Itoje is going, definitely.
Alan Wynne's going to be captain.
James Ryan is going for me. I'm not sure I'd pick Alan Wynne.
The guy who has to... Okay, who's the guy who has to start?
Itoje has to start.
He should be captain, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, Hogg's going to be captain in my team.
Who do you reckon?
He's such a nailed on player. The problem with Hogg is he misses the first. He will most likely miss the first week and the first game, or first 2 weeks in the first game, because he'll be playing in the Premiership final for Exeter.
So I think
that's why he doesn't get captain.
I think your captain has to be in the pack, has to be, and it's even better if they're a second row or a back row. I think Maru should have this nailed on. Him or Alan Wynn? Now Alan Wynn, because he's got the experience and he's a legend and this, that, and the other. But Mario, you know, if it's a coin flip between the two, who starts? Well, it's always Mario. Always Mario. He'd be my captain.
Probably. Mario probably will be captain, I think.
That'd be awesome. That'd be absolutely awesome.
Who do you think's going to start the first test then with Mario?
I think Courtney's in. I honestly think he's in the back row.
No, he's not. No.
I'm telling you now.
No. No, I love Courtney. Layoff. I love Courtney Laws. It's not happening, mate.
If he gets on that plane,
I love Courtney Laws. It's not happening.
Otherwise, it's a waste of position.
I love him. It's not happening.
His injury layoff has not done him any favours, has it?
Yeah, I think him and Manu were in the same category.
I think he would have been borderline without an injury.
Yeah, Gatland loves him.
No, it's not.
I'll put a bet on right now. Courtney Laws is on that plane.
I'll take that bet.
£10.
On the plane, announced in the initial squad.
In the 36 round. Whoa, £10.
£10 done.
Beautiful.
I'm not allowed to gamble on rugby.
Oh, that's
fine.
Report him.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm looking forward to my £10. How am I going to spend my £10? How am I going to spend 10 of Tim's pounds?
Right, back to the second row, because second row is tough. So we're all nailed on. Itoji's definitely nailed on.
Alan Wynn's in. And
are
James...
you? Because I'm unsure on Alan Wynn, but I think he probably should be.
Yeah.
Jay, are you?
He's going. Of course he's going.
I can't see him not going.
Well, is this, do we think he's going to go, or who you would pick? Because I think...
I would pick him, yeah.
I think he's definitely going. I'm just not 100% certain I would pick him.
What about Adam Beard?
He's massive. I mean, if you talk about massive people who are not aggressive...
Yeah. In! Can you get me Adam Beard's number? Yeah, okay, we'll have to come back to the second row.
It's Alan Wynn, James Ryan we seem set on, that's three. Tyke Byrne we seem set on, that's four. The fifth one, is it like Hendo? You could have Hendo and Johnny Gray and Tyke Byrne is a back row, or you can have Hendo or Johnny Gray.
Or Courtney Laws.
Well, they're all sort of the same thing, aren't they? They all play second row, back row.
Yeah.
No, not Hendo, Johnny Gray, and Courtney Laws.
Hendo can, but Johnny Gray does not.
Johnny Gray does not.
Pick one of those. Hendo, Johnny Gray, or Courtney Laws?
Fine, I'm going Hendo, my boy.
I went Hendo originally, so I'll stick with him.
Let's go for Hendo then. Sorry, Johnny Gray.
I might have been tempted. When we come back, we might jump back to this. If we decide Tyke Byrne, we can have him as a back row.
Anyway, we absolutely can.
This is the hardest one, right? This is the hardest one. So shall we just make it easy by going Talupe Faletau is going to be number eight. Tom Curry is going to be in the back row, either six or seven. Those two are done.
Yeah.
We've got four other back rows we need to pick.
So
your options are Justin Tipperick. Now, here I'm going to say, in my back row, here's what I selected initially, and I was wrong. I was really wrong. I had it all in my head about needed to match South Africa physically and not having too many sevens and all of that.
Don't go down this road.
So I didn't pick Hamish Watson, and that was the wrong call, and I changed that.
I probably would pick Hamish Watson.
I take all the sevens, Tipperick, Curry and Watson. You happy with that?
I was wrong about that.
I think just Tom Curry's just an awesome all-round back row now. I don't think he fits into the seven category.
He can play six, seven, or eight.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother me that you've taken him. The other two are excellent. Do you know what the problem is? Like, I feel every Lions tour, they have some like huge bloke which are, you know, like an Andy Powell or Jamie Heaslip or just someone of that build, that ultimate athlete. And I don't think they really have that this year.
Someone who's that enormous and aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, Faletau's not enormous, but he is an awesome all-round athlete.
Yeah.
I wonder if... No. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Okay.
I'll say it. I wonder if Gatland would be interested in Lydia if he comes back. If he's fit.
So your other options at this point are, you've got all the Irish, millions of back rows, Jack Conan, Josh van der Fleer. You've got
Van der Fleer,
Will Connors. You've got Caelan Doris. So many.
Jordy Murphy.
You've got not less so.
A lot of things that often have happened to a lot of back rows before I get Jordy Murphy on.
Yeah, right. And then you've got CJ Stander, and you've also got Josh Navidi and Aaron Wainwright.
CJ Stander's an advantage because you only have to pay for a one-way flight.
Again, where are the ball carriers and all this? So you've got
Jamie Ritchie for Scotland.
He's good. I like Jamie Ritchie a lot.
Matt Ferguson. Excuse me.
I like Jamie Ritchie a lot. Stander can carry a ball, but is he declined too much? Ruddock, I like. And, you know, I mean, I'd be picking Dave Ewers and Ruddock. I know.
I'm thinking Dave Ewers.
Well, why not?
Dave Ewers is the best part of 130 kilos.
Nah, it's not happening.
I know it's not happening. Why not?
If me and you pick him, Jay, it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. It is happening.
No. And then you've got Sam Simmons, of course.
Yeah.
You need someone who can carry a ball. And actually, Ewers does fit into that mould of an enormous super athlete. So, just saying. I don't know. I don't know enough about rugby. This is just too difficult.
All right. So we're broadly speaking going Faletau and then the three sevens, Curry, Watson and Tipperick. That's four.
We've got Tyburn probably.
Tyburn occasionally can cover that six. Itoje can cover six. So what I did initially, because I was thinking, you need these big guys, you need versatile guys, you need people that can play across the back row because you've got a smaller squad. I went for Navidi and Stander.
Navidi's an excellent choice.
Navidi is a good choice.
But I don't think you need both of those guys.
I'd go Navidi or Stander.
100% Navidi.
So Navidi, and then you've got one more spot and you need another number eight, really. So is it Sam Simmons? Is it Jack Conan?
You don't mention Billy.
Is it Matt Ferguson? Is it Billy Vunipola?
Billy for me.
I probably would go Billy. Because I think
roll the dice.
I think Billy's two of his most recent games, and I want to say it was Wales and France, he was at his best. Now, it did take him 5 or 6 games to get there, including the one or two or three that he played for Saracens before, but I would have Billy.
I'd look at Don Brandt, but, you know, bigger, faster.
I'd go Simmons. But so casting vote with you, JB. Billy or Simmons? If you say Conan, you really screw it up.
Yeah. Really? I would. It's so difficult. I think I'd like to see. I would like to see Simmons more. If I had my house on the line, though, I'm going to pick Billy. I think that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
And that's how I have to think about it, isn't it? Like, I'm here to win this thing.
Yeah.
Would I win? I'd love Simmons to be the guy. But yeah.
Okay, cool. It's a democracy. That's why it's quite handy having three of us. Scrum half.
This is really difficult. This is really difficult. Because does this tell you...
Maybe this is the poorest position for the Lions.
Yeah, I agree.
But like...
With the exception of John Cooney.
Do we not think that maybe across the whole Lions squad this year, is it because there's so many outstanding candidates, or is it because there's no outstanding candidates?
It's position by position. In this particular position, it's because there's... It's poor.
But, like, back row is probably one of the strongest... Back row, most competition.
Back row, back three, half.
Lock is maybe the most competition.
Yeah, most competition, but...
And Lock is...
Where's the outstanding individual, except for Mario?
Alan Wynne-Jones.
Alan Wynne-Jones 4 years ago. I mean, actually. Yeah, no, that's not fair. Alan Wynne-Jones is still
outstanding. James Ryan
Alan Wynne-Jones in the autumn internationals, 100% we were saying, he's played himself out of a Lions squad, and Six Nations, he was back to
Alan
Wynne-Jones.
Don't forget bloody Lions. First test, he was rubbish. Yeah. Second two tests, he was a hero.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, those are the outstanding players. I just feel this should be someone else. There needs to be somebody else, and there's not.
Yeah. There's not a... Like if you take Locke, Locke is one of the strongest positions, but there's not an Etzebeth and there's not a Lude.
No.
And now Maro does things that neither of those two can do, but also they do things like being, 15 kilos heavier than him that he can do.
I would take, and I've never said this before, just thinking about it, when at their peak as a partnership, Mario and George Cruz were probably the best partnership in the world.
Yeah,
second
yeah.
to those two. But it wasn't that far away.
It was those two. It was Mario and Chris, and it was Whitelock and Retallick.
Whitelock and Retallick,
because
yeah.
Whitelock and Retallick is
that's immense.
Unbelievably that is good immense. Second row. Mm.
Yeah, it's crazy good. So the scrum halves I picked. So all your options are Ali Price. Really, that's the only one from Scotland as it stands. I quite like players like George Horn and stuff, but
he's not had a look in.
He doesn't get a look in, yeah. So we're not counting him here. So you've got three options for Wales that played in had a part in the Six Nations: Gareth Davis, Thomas Williams, Kieran Hardy. For England, Ben Youngs, Dan Robson. For Ireland, John Cooney. Let's chuck him in as a curveball.
Yeah, definitely Cooney.
Jameson Gibson-Park and Conor Murray.
So I would have
Marmion. Is he still playing?
I think he's still playing, but he's not near the squad. I would have Cooney, Gareth Davis, and maybe one other.
Danny Kerr's the curveball people have been talking about.
I think Danny Kerr's a superb choice. A superb choice. Mm. I think Ben Spencer is a good choice.
Mm. Yeah. But I thought Owen Farrell hates Ben Spencer.
He does it. Well,
I think Owen Farrell might not be going.
So I'll tell you what. The three that I went for were Gareth Davis, Conor Murray, Gareth Davis, Thomas Williams.
Yeah, well, without Owen Farrell's poison, I think it is open for Ben Spencer this time around.
No, it's not.
Just from a pure...
So we're both agreed on Gareth Davis, aren't we?
Okay, let's take...
And Conor Murray. Right.
So, I'm not. I'd have Cooney over Murray.
You'd have Cooney over Murray.
Definitely.
Conor Murray's a legend.
No. Conor Murray, one thing he did do against England brilliantly, and he can do, is control, game manage, territorial, kicking. He can put up bombs that will actually be there to compete. He's great. Mm. Big stage, he's a big game player.
Mm. Look, if you two vote him in, I'll go along with it.
The problem is Conor Murray. Is he falls into the category as I explained before, which is the past performance thing.
In the last couple of games of the Six Nations, he looked really good.
Yeah, okay, and I'm sure he is still really good, but I still put him in that class of so many players in the British and Irish Lions at the moment in consideration who are past heroes, absolute legends of the game, but maybe on the downside, and he's definitely on that downside.
Well, who's your three? Because that might narrow it down.
So we all got Gareth Davis. Well, two of us have got Gareth Davis. So you happy with that? That's one of
them.
Yeah,
I love Gareth
Davis.
Gareth Davis is in.
Thomas Williams, Ali Price, Conor Murray, Ben Youngs, he's ruled himself out, but Danny Kerr.
Dan Robson. Harry Randall. Rafter Queck.
Right, so if I'm going to take a veteran, for want of a better word, it'd be a coin flip between Murray and Kerr.
Yeah.
I can't really justify taking Kerr over Murray.
No. Murray's going. So that's Gareth Davis and Murray. So we've got one more.
I think Dan Robson or Ben Spencer, and that's a coin flip. You need someone who can do something.
What?
Ben Spencer is probably the best.
Thomas Williams looked great in the Six Nations.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he is good. He's very good.
And he's Ben Spencer. And he played in the Six Nations just... gone.
Yeah, but Gareth Davis didn't play in the Six Nations. So Gareth Davis was behind Webb and Thomas Williams, and also the other lad who I can't remember his name now.
Kieran Hardy.
So Wales got a lot of scrum halves, and I think again Gareth Davis is probably someone that we're picking based on his past performance because he's not been the number one for Wales recently.
Yeah, he has.
He hasn't.
No, he was. He was. He might not have started the first game in the Six Nations, but he was the starting choice by the end. Last few games, I think. I'm pretty sure.
So we've got nailed on two. We could only take two. We could do an Eddie Jones. Just take two scrum halves.
Well, I mean, by Eddie Jones' logic, there'd be no point in taking three because you can't talk to him or something.
Yeah, don't need three.
Yeah, don't need three. So just take two. Mind you, that's a hell of a lot of workload, isn't it? Because you use two scrum halves every bloody game.
Yeah.
So maybe take four.
They don't take the maybe take four. Yeah.
We need two a game, right?
I don't think you can justify someone that's not playing international rugby. So for me, it's Ali Price or Thomas Williams.
It's not Ali Price. It's not Thomas Williams. It's Thomas Williams over Ali Price then. Why not Kieran Hardy?
Or Kieran Hardy. or...
See, this is the problem, isn't it? There's no outstanding candidates.
No, quite.
And that's very much... Apart from John Cooney, there are no outstanding candidates.
Cooney, Kerr, Spencer.
Randall. 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 Give me Randall.
I've got no idea.
Okay, so... Are we going Thomas Williams then? It sounds like...
Yeah.
I've bullied that one in.
An underwhelming third selection.
Far from a ringing endorsement.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes.
All right. 10, yes, here we go.
2 tens, 3 tens?
I think 3.
Okay,
so... But it depends who's going to be 12, but...
All right, so my selection was Dan Bigger, Finn Russell, Owen Farrell, because he can play centre as well. Your other considerations you could have instead, there's talk today of Marcus Smith got a little sounded out, got sent a little letter. Would you be potentially interested?
Hang on.
That's interesting, because there's only 57 people mentioned in the initial.
Yeah.
And there's only 57 discussed in the initial. Now, I did a quick tally up of the number of players in the Six Nations squad this year, because they had the squad, they had a load of call-ups on the wider team. Do you know how many players were in the 4 Six Nations squads?
150?
184.
Wow.
So how are you only... And then that excludes Sam Simmons and Joe Simmons and Marcus Smith and Danny Kerr and John Cooney and Dave Ewers and Joe Mar... Like, it's a huge number of...
So this is interesting, right?
How can you only be talking about 57?
The dynamic I've forgotten about here is how much, obviously, Gatland hates Eddie Jones and will do anything to get one over him. So that is Simmons in. That is Danny Kerr in. And that is...
Danny Kerr's not going.
Well, it's so I did wonder the other
Smith?
I wondered the other way round on this, which was not that he hates Eddie Jones, but Gatland might at some point want the England job. Say he got it in 2 years' time after the next World Cup, would he want the best players who in 2 years' time to have experience of playing away in South Africa on the Lions? In which case, he might pick Simmons and Smith, not Kerr, because Kerr won't be around in 2 years' time.
So this is interesting. I think Bevan Rod can go on the Lions tour because Gregor Townsend is going to want to better him up. Do you mind if I speak? So he, yeah. So
I know I'm attack coach, but can I? I really want to get in, Gregor Townsend. I really want to get involved in the chat about front row selection. Well, hey,
they attack, don't they, Tim? So he's gonna show up to Sale and he's gonna demand a sit down with Bevan Rod under the pretenses of a Lions coach, just to sign up to Sale. Oh, sorry, it's Scotland. Unbelievable.
I can't announce it right now, but anyway, I'll leave this contract for Glasgow in front of you.
Yeah.
And
give this one to your mate Ewan.
Yeah.
Disgusting behaviour.
So, Marcus Smith is a really interesting one, because without Marcus Smith being there, I'd be saying Bigger and Russell, 100% nailed on.
Bigger and Russell.
Bigger and Russell plus one other.
I would also be saying Faz definitely tours because of he's told the last two times
he could be captain.
He could be captain. He's England captain. He can play 10 or 12. Owen Farrell is definitely tour.
Tell you what, Farrell doesn't have much leeway here, does he? He's either captain or he's not going. I mean, that's kind of how I see it.
It could be, because he, Farrell definitely goes. But
why do you take Farrell? You take him. I know he's a great 10, but also he does have the leadership thing, right? And that's undeniable. That is his thing.
And being able to play multiple positions.
World class 10, world class 12.
Good listener, all that sort of stuff, right?
great tackler, the
best tackler, right? All those things, but mostly the leadership. So if it's a leadership thing, but that's kind of covered off with a different captain, it's far less compelling to take him. His goal kicking will be important, though. His goal kicking will be seriously important.
He's a better kicker than Finn Russell.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
I don't think Lee Halfpenny is going to be going on this tour.
This is one thing I'd thought is if you wanted someone to wear the 22 jersey in a test match, if Dan Bigger continues how he's playing and has the 10 jersey, or you go Finn Russell for a bit of magic, if you wanted a player to wear a 22 jersey, be a real amazing... I mean, I still think there's a chance Farrell starts at 10 or 12. For
I know, I agree with you.
In the first test against South Africa.
I actually think if he's...
More than a chance.
If he's got a Lions shirt on, he's starting and he's probably captain. That's what I think.
I mean, when was the last time Farrell played on the bench other than like coming back for injury from Saracens?
I would never have him on the bench. That's the last person I'd want on the bench.
Oh, no. Wearing 22, if... Someone to come on and be a world-class 10 or a world-class 12, well, backing up Robbie Henshaw or Finn Russell, let's say.
Providing that you're ahead, I would definitely have him come on. Right, so you race ahead, game. And then you bring on Steady Owen.
So what you're saying, you do Finn Sanity for the first half.
Yes, exactly.
And then you bring
on... He is like the antidote. You've basically got two different poisons there. What do we need? Do we need Finn Sanity or do we need Faz...
Oh, I'm not sure those two. I'm just thinking about
imagine
this.
Imagine bringing them both on at the same time. What mixed message that means for the South Africans? What?
Oh, what's going on? Well, just because that could be the starting 10-12 combination.
Yeah.
I can't see that working.
No, I can't either.
I can't, like, I fundamentally cannot see that working.
Well, because we haven't even mentioned George Ford at this point, and he's not so different from Finn Russell.
Oh, he's very sensible, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's
much more measured and controlled.
Very measured. He happens to be phenomenally talented, but he's measured and controlled.
He's got that range of passing, but he's not.
George Ford's not going to be doing a dance to the music in a warm up, is he?
No chance.
He's not going to be juggling three balls.
If the senior leaders decide that no one's having a beer, then George Ford is not having a beer.
No.
No matter who he's played for or against the night before.
Finn Russell, it's absolutely certain. Danny Cipriani and Owen Farrell don't really mix too well when they play for England. They just don't. Owen Farrell doesn't have the patience for Cipriani's brilliance. And I think it's going to be exactly the same with Finn Russell, but more so. And... You know, I think Finn Russell's probably even more sure of himself than Danny Cipriani is.
Did Finn Russell go on the last tour?
No, because he was Sexton, Faz and Bigger.
Oh, we haven't even mentioned Sexton. My word.
I'm not taking Sexton. One of the things you've got to be for this is robust, because there's no point having your starting fly half go down two games into the tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Sexton, while he's an amazing player, up until even just a few years ago, and he still is an amazing player, he don't make it for me.
As much as people have been talking about Marcus Smith, I could see him maybe going as injury cover if someone goes down. I don't see him being named on Thursday.
I agree. I'm sad. I'd love to see his really bold calls, but I do agree.
So it feels like we're going bigger Russell, Farrell.
I don't think you can. I'm playing it through in my mind. I can't have Russell and Farrell.
No, I can't either. Because they can't play in the same team, can they?
No.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily have to have them play.
No, you
the
wouldn't.
Same team.
No, but you would.
Hold on. Let me put it another way. Hold on. If there were injuries or if this is how it went, you could imagine bigger Farrell 10-12.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Finn Sanity on the bench.
Yeah, now you're talking.
So the way I look at it, right, is exactly how you've looked at it. And I think what combinations work and what don't. Finn, if you had bigger Farrell and then Finn Russell, effectively you've got an either-or situation. So you're either going to have to take Finn Russell out of this and put George Ford in, because therefore you can have...
Or Marcus Smith in.
Yeah, someone that Owen Farrell trusts. And I'm not saying...
It's not about Owen Farrell, this.
It isn't. About Owen Farrell. Or you can take Owen Farrell out.
He's been on... Owen Farrell's been on Lions tours as the young guy. He's been on Lions tours as the main man. And there's never been anything other than praise from his coaches,
what do you expect them to
teammates.
Say?
No, they could say nothing.
Yeah.
And silence might speak volumes, but when you have Paul O'Connell, for example, piping up the other week and saying, I would have him as my Lions captain, I think it maybe says that the picture of Owen Farrell that gets portrayed, that he's...
That's the picture I portray him as. I think the reality is he's an amazing leader.
Yeah,
and people consummate like professional.
A consummate professional, a good bloke. I'm sure he's very intense and wants to win, and he's ultra professional, sets standards and all the rest of it. And yeah, that might get on some people's wick, but
it's not a bad thing. It's not, you know.
No.
Right, I'm taking, for my three tens, Dan Bigger, Finn Russell, Marcus Smith.
I'm going to go with that.
Faz is a 12.
I'm not going with that.
I've been outvoted. If you're both going Marcus Smith, I'd have Farrell's getting
Faz,
in.
Faz is definitely getting my team.
Marcus Smith, I can't do.
No, I would go bigger.
I just love Marcus Smith.
Bigger Ford,
Finn,
Russell.
Okay, and I would go bigger Russell, Farrell.
So we're both saying Farrell, but I'm saying as one of my centres. I just want Marcus Smith to go because I just think he's. I think it's the kind of environment where he will thrive. Yeah. I
can Russell as well. And Smith. Yeah. So, but hold on.
Yeah, Russell and Smith.
If Bigger goes down,
yeah.
Right, injured,
yeah.
And then your two fly halves are Marcus Smith and Finn Russell.
Faz moves across. Actually, then, no. Marcus Smith is going to be starting fly half.
With Finn Russell at 12 as a steady hand.
Sips.
Yes.
Sippers.
Fullback.
Right, Russell, Cipriani, Smith.
Get me Ryan Lamb on the phone.
Light us up. Right, bigger Russell and the third one to be confirmed in a minute once we've done centres.
Okay.
So centres. I mean, again, this is fairly weak. Henshaw is the outstanding centre.
Henshaw's in.
Henshaw's in.
Ringrose, I guess, is another one who I love.
I don't think Ringrose is playing well at the moment. Mm. Not in an Ireland jersey, not in a Leinster jersey, I'm afraid. And I really like Ringrose.
JD get in? I mean, it would have been George North, I think. He would have been travelling.
Yeah.
I think George North would be travelling.
But JD?
Yes.
He can cover both 12 and 13.
Yeah.
I think.
So could Henshaw.
JD too. Yeah, Henshaw can.
I mean, that could be the test. I mean, it's not an inspirational pairing, but that could be the pairing.
And then your options are really from Scotland. It's Cam Redpath and Chris Harris, and that's your main options. No other
Chris
realistic
Chris,
options.
Yeah, Chris Harris Jones strikes me as the kind of guy who plays his way into a test team.
It wouldn't surprise me. He's just so solid, so strong. Hugh Jones a couple of years ago would have been. He's not been playing particularly well.
Is this a mental thing to say? Has Chris Harris got a little bit of Locarno am about him? Dependable, solid, goes forward, makes tackles.
Big, very defensive, solid, big and strong. Yeah, I can see that.
Chris Harris, I tell you who has Lions class written all over him is Henry Slade.
I do really like Henry Slade.
I love Henry Slade. I left him out of my... So the four I picked, bearing in mind I had Farrell as my third 10,
yeah.
Was I had Henshaw, Ringrose, Harris and JD.
Okay, so if you get rid of Ringrose and put in Slade, I'm there pretty much.
Yeah, and I think in the video that I did, I actually said I could quite happily swap Ringrose for Slade or Manu. Harris.
Here's a player. I know you'll disagree, but I'm going to call it. Anyway, here's a player who I think has got Lions greatness all over him. Cam Redpath.
Yeah, I think he will do. I just think this is a tour. If this tour had come in 12 or 18 months' time, maybe.
There are certain players that play for Lions, and although they're not ace week in week out for their club, you just know when they play in the big stage they'll do well. Tommy Burr would be that guy. Wasn't great at Ospreys. I mean, he was great at Ospreys.
Yeah, he scored a load of tries.
He did score a lot of tries. But he wasn't, like, unbelievable week in, week out. But then when he played in the biggest games...
Big game player.
And, like, he was never... You know, every time he was available for the Lions, he got picked. Those are the sort of players that they're missing this year. I think we've got our centres in, have we?
So I would pick five centres, but that's because I'm having Faz as one of my centres. But then...
Is he therefore the third 10?
I'm picking three tens and five centres.
Where are you dropping a player?
I'll just have two wing fullbacks.
Do you want to check something?
So we haven't mentioned Manu. There's some people, a lot of people would take Manu if he was
if he was fit. But then if you could guarantee he'd be fit, I would definitely take him. The problem is he will potentially only just be coming back from injury, and with his track record of injury, it seems like a bad combination. Seems like a risky combination.
I don't think, in terms of the numbers, you can do five centres and three fly halves. I don't see how that's possible.
Is it because we've had? We could if we had been nailed on in terms of the locks and back rows. And the nines as well. Maybe we're not. Maybe. So if I did that, we have currently got 31 players. Oh, yeah, so we could do that.
That would only be five back three.
Yeah, it's
no, plenty. You, come on. Two plenty. In every position,
Chris,
we said.
Chris Harris can play 15.
Two in every position.
Chris Harris can play 15 and wing.
No.
Yeah, he can play 15 and wing.
Yeah.
As can Slady.
As can Sam James, JB.
Oh, yeah. How did I miss that?
Chris Left has said on the live chat.
So,
okay,
I think Manu will be on the plane.
Okay, so are we moving Farrell?
What are you looking at?
Just finding out who's got emails.
So I'll move Farrell up to 10. Sorry, Marcus Smith. You're going to have to wait till the next one.
That's how I came to that decision, because when you think about the squad of 36, you can't... You have to be really efficient with it.
Or I just drop out Tyburn or Hendo or Alan Wynne-Jones.
So you still want five centres? No, four. Okay.
We've gone Finn Russell, Dan Bigger, Owen Farrell as our tens.
Yeah.
Henshaw, JD2, Chris Harris, Henry Slade.
Henry Slade instead of Ringrose from what... Yes, I can go with that.
Ringrose.
I can go with that.
As much as I like him, I don't think his form's good enough.
Okay. I can remember that. I can go with that, totally. And then back three.
Okay.
Now, the way I went about this is I picked my test starting back three. Stop sending your messages, JB. So if everyone's fit and in the current form and that continues, the back three will be, hear me now, believe me later, it's not really a big prediction making this, Stuart Hogg fullback, Liam Williams and Anthony Watson on the wings.
Josh Adams.
Or Lewis Rees-Sammet.
I think those are your three starting back three.
I think you're probably right. For the test.
And with that being the case, they're all travelling anyway, so they're all potential fullbacks as well. So my logic was, you've got three other spots for back three, and you don't need another fullback. So Max Malins, Elliot Daly,
Daly has been able to play 13 through 15.
That's a fair point.
Do you know, with Daly as well, even though he's not had a great time of it recently, I still think on his day he's the most deadly attacking weapon in all of the... Maybe not Six Nations, but Home Nations, certainly.
Not as much Lewis Rees-Sammet.
Or Hogg.
And Lewis Rees-Sammet is very much in the mould, I think, of a future great like Cam Redpath.
He's totally going, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis Rees-Sammet is definitely going.
So that's four. So that's only two spots left in our squad. And you got Ian Dew as well. So
not for me.
So my other two were Josh Adams and Ian Dew. Johnny May as well, not even mentioned. Johnny May a year ago was like... best player, best ring on the world with Cheslin Colby.
I definitely have Johnny May over Ian Dew. Because Johnny May's the shift from a few years ago to his stability under a high ball now is incredible. So yeah, definitely Johnny May for me. And I don't particularly want Ian Dew.
No, I don't think Ian Dew makes it. I'd go Rees-Sammet, I'd pick.
Would you have? So we've got nailed
Daly.
On.
I would take Daly.
I'd be tempted, but Daly didn't have a great Six Nations.
But you don't think he gets really forced into that fullback position by Eddie? And like, just leave him on the wing, let him play.
I worry that Daly is one of those who, like, not having the game time caused him to struggle more so than others, more so than like Marrow or Faz or
Mike Brown.
Billy.
Any interest in Mike Brown?
I think Mike Brown probably should have gone in 2017.
But my logic there is Stuart Hogg starting fullback, and if Stuart Hogg was injured, Liam Williams would start fullback, and if Liam Williams was injured, then Anthony Watson might start fullback.
Mm.
And it's only when two of them go down, Liam Williams and Stuart Hogg, that you think, oh, now who plays fullback? By which time you'd have two players out the plane from the UK and Ireland anyway.
So let's put Stuart Hogg to one side.
Didn't even mention Hugo Keenan or Keith Earls. James Lowe, Jacob Stockdale as well.
Stockers.
Yeah, I can see why you didn't mention them.
No, Stockers.
So let's just put Hogg to one side because he is special.
He's nailed on.
And Liam Williams and Anthony Watson.
No.
Really?
Not quite. Ooh. Not in the same level as Hogg, I don't think. But, right? So then you've got to decide, well, what is it you want? So you've got Liam Williams, that's fine. Now, Liam Williams, last Lions, there was a lot of talk about him not being as stable in the high ball as otherwise he could be. Like, for instance, Lee Halfpenny. Because that was the chat, wasn't it? It's Halfpenny or Williams. If you take Williams, that's absolutely fine. But maybe, instead of going with someone else to back him up who's more of the same, you want someone like Halfpenny or Brown. Because if Hogg goes down, you don't have a solid guy. That'd be my concern.
I think you're doing down Liam Williams as a 15.
I mean, did you see him at Sale?
If Liam Williams was Irish...
I saw him against New Zealand in 2017.
If Liam Williams was Irish or English, he starts at fullback for those countries.
Irish or English...
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah,
possible.
Yeah.
Certainly if he's Irish.
I would be very happy again seeing a Lions test team with Liam Williams.
I'd love to see Halfpenny going on. I'd love to see him go. I feel that he is a Lion. He's so dependable. And it'd be his fourth tour. That'd be a record.
Surely not a record.
Four tours.
Well, Alan Wynne-Jones will be getting four tours, won't he?
Yeah, Alan Wynne-Jones, obviously.
Did Brian O'Driscoll?
No, I think he did.
No,
he did. Brian O'Driscoll did.
Did he have four?
2001.
And there'll be some of those old, old guys like Willie John McBride probably went on a bunch. I don't know. I've no idea.
I
wonder how many times... Yeah, you're right. So O'Driscoll
definitely did.
Willie John McBride had 17 tests for the Lions.
So he must have gone on. Didn't they do like 17? Wasn't it like a 6 month tour?
It might have been. You go by boat.
Yeah, and they stopped at like
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, Mauritius for games, and they were tests.
Oman.
What a time!
That would be quite
simpler times.
Yeah,
there's no social media.
Right. So back three, we've got four: Anthony Watson.
Yeah.
Liam Williams, Stuart Hogg, Lewis Rees-Zammit, and then you've got so many options for two spots. Josh Adams and Johnny May and Jack Knoll, not even mentioned as well.
Bloody hell,
yeah.
And
Stockers.
Ian Dew and Stockers and Keith Earls. And there'll be others that I'm forgetting.
As much as I like Keith Earls, this is maybe a tour too far.
Yeah.
I'd have... Those four that we've discussed, my other two would be Stockers and Johnny May.
Oh, I can't.
Definitely.
Stockers is in such poor form, though, by his standards.
He's getting back there. I mean, he missed most of the Six Nations, didn't he? Or maybe all of the Six Nations.
And they've been messing about with him as a fullback.
Yeah, and he still plays up. I would not have him as a fullback. I'd have him as an out-and-out power winger.
I think Josh Adams is, well, I think it's him or Johnny May for one of the spots, because Johnny May's not playing well, but he is so good. Josh.
Just looking at others, so Zeebo, he's obviously going back. George North is out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Some others who were in the Six Nations squads, Byron McGuigan.
I mean, I would.
Darcy Graham.
Sean Maitland, Darcy Graham.
Oh, great mates.
I would not take Darcy Graham, no.
Lama.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Jordan Lama on the video I did.
Paolo Adogwu.
I'd consider him.
If Adogwu played for the Lions, does that rule him out of playing for Italy?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Imagine that.
Presumably it wouldn't.
No.
Because he is currently...
pick Adogwu now.
That would be pretty cool.
What a trivia question that is.
Yeah.
Who was the Lion that played for Italy?
That would be awesome.
Damn it. Well, Marcus Smith could potentially play for...
Singapore,
yeah?
Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Whichever. He doesn't have to play for England.
He doesn't? Yeah, he's not capped yet.
Come on! Two more spots.
I don't know.
I've told you my feelings.
Johnny May and Stockers.
Johnny Mays is completely uninspired.
I went for Josh Adams and Ian Dew, because I think you look at the Six Nations and Duane van der Merwe, more defenders beaten, most tries as an attack.
Most missed tackles. Yeah. No, I mean, his defence is weak.
I would pick him ahead of Stockers.
You don't,
based on what we've just watched.
You don't beat South Africans with second-rate South Africans. So, I think in that case you're going to go with
Josh Adams. All right,
and I will go for Jack Knoll. Actually,
I could go with Jack Knoll. I mean, I know he's not played, but so I went for Ian Dew.
Yeah,
Phil's gone Johnny May and Stockers.
Stockers,
and you've gone Jack Knoll. How can we do a little pistol?
Should we just put Doggers in?
A dogu.
For the trivia.
No!
A dogu.
In.
No!
He's in.
This is reflecting on us. This is our reputation.
Hey, tell you what, if a dogu gets paid on Thursday.
People that know nothing about us might see this and go, all right, well, I'll swerve those bell ends then.
No, Doggers, he was the form outside back in the Premiership. before he got called into England, then he's not really done anything since then. But I want it for the trivia.
That'd be amazing.
If it's not going to be Stockers or Johnny May, it's going to be a Odogwu.
And I didn't even mention what's his face, James Lowe.
James Lowe, yeah, I wouldn't have James Lowe.
No, he got exposed at international level. He is great, but he's not there yet.
Yeah.
Before we go, any interesting watcher, listener, viewer chat?
Yeah. There was a bunch. So
that's great. Wow, love that.
Some people mentioned Noel before we actually brought him back up again. So you can't go with Doggers. We can't finish on Doggers.
We can.
Oh, what? Oh, my word.
I'm going for Doggers. If JB backs me up,
absolutely.
We're done. I think that would be an
amazing... Do you want to double the bet? £20, Doggers.
No, I've got a feeling I might have lost my original bet, judging by my...
Have you just asked about...
No, I haven't. I would never do that.
What was the player we had a bet on? I can't remember now.
Courtney Laws.
On the line. You've been messaging Courtney. That's who you've been messaging.
I'd never put a player on the spot like that. Never. Never.
Wow. During a podcast.
Devastating.
That's like, we need a Big Ben-sized bell for that name. It's not even a name drop. I'm not chatting on the podcast I'm recording currently because I'm chatting.
Devastating.
I accept all major credit cards. Right.
Will you accept 10 bitcoins?
We've only got to wait a few days until we can see just how wrong we were about all of this.
And no doubt we will. Record.
Well, we'll use your official list, what you've decided on your videos, and go and watch those videos where Tim pontificates until he gets it all right.
Well, wrong.
You'll get it right.
We should compare.
I reckon you'll get it.
No,
80% of them.
I messed up the back row. I should have put Hamish Watson in. That was ridiculous.
There's the old thing about the wisdom of crowds, isn't there? Mm. Where there's tests done for getting 1,000 people to guess the weight of a ball.
Guess the weight, and the average is correct.
They get close. Yeah, there's an example where 1,000 people did it at a fate, and they got within like 1 pound of the actual weight of the ball between them. So
how on earth?
It'd be interesting to see if our collective intellect actually... We harness the wisdom of crowds, or we just make each other collectively more stupid between us.
Well, you'd have thought...
So we should test, Tim, how many selections you get right from your predictions compared to this. I've got the list here of ours.
All right.
Excellent. Okay. Well,
I've definitely done one better than our list there with Doggers making the back three. Right. Nice one for watching. Yeah, we are on YouTube, and we'd really appreciate you hitting subscribe there. Our podcast comes out all the time, so easiest way is just to hit subscribe wherever you get yours. I'm not even going to mention Twitter because...
we are there.
Don't go bother. Fans. He's there. I'll just mention him, at Jay Beardmore, if you want to go. We're at Rugby Podcast, but don't come and find me on Twitter.
He'll find you.
I'm not there. Phil will find you. He's lurking.
If I need to.
And until the next one, let the boys play.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.